It's a sunny afternoon at Sandy Beach in downtown Douglas, and a crowd is gathering around a dunk tank filled with several gallons of cold water. Dusty Dumont, a parole officer for the State Department of Corrections, sits on a platform above the water, dry for now. A few minutes later, Dumont stands near a picnic shelter wrapped in a towel.
I did get dunked quite a few times, for a good cause.
The cause she's talking about is addiction recovery. Programs like 12-Step, Alcoholics and Narcotics Anonymous, professional counseling, and peer-to-peer treatment.
The majority of the people on my caseload are struggling with addiction, and I would love to see more of this so that people feel like they belong and are part of a strong community that's sober.
Karen Nelson is one of the people on Dumont's caseload. The 40-year-old mother of three spent more than half her life abusing drugs and alcohol before sobering up in 2011.
I never really had a drug of choice. Whatever you had, I'll take, and whatever's going to get me out of my right mind right now.
Like a lot of addicts at Recovery Fest, Nelson says no one event led to her getting clean. Rather, it was a series of what she calls bottoms. She says her family, friends, and members of her church help her stay sober. She also credits peer-to-peer therapy, where former users support each other.
If you're like me, I don't like to feel like anyone's trying to tell me what to do or feel like, I already have so much shame on me. And so when I'm with someone who's already been through that, I definitely can identify and work through things a little better and get to that humbled spot that we need to get to move forward.
Carol McDade pushed to get addiction services included in the Affordable Care Act as a Washington, D.C. lobbyist for treatment organizations. She's also been in recovery for drug and alcohol abuse for 16 years.
The thing that was my biggest mark of shame is now my biggest asset.
McDade is a frequent guest speaker at events around the country where she talks about putting a face on addiction recovery.
And that's why we're out here today, so that people don't have to think we're these people under bridges swinging out of brown bags, that we are tax-paying, loving members of our family, and members of our community that add rather than detract. And I think if we do that enough, we will show that there's a benefit to doing it.
Katie Chapman, Executive Director of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence Juno Chapter, is celebrating 4.5 years sober. NCADD helps organize the weekly Juno Recovery Community meetings, where the idea for Recovery Fest first took shape. Chapman says the group hopes to hold more public events that shine a light on recovery and reduce the stigma for those struggling to overcome addictions.
I'm happy to do that here today. I'm proudly wearing a shirt that says I got recovery on the back of it, because I do, and I'm proud of it. It's something to be proud of.
In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly. They showed them what to do.